you never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion. On Jacaranda FM.
Remember this?
They've got the groove. They're on the move. Because they got a taste for life.
Juicy tender fillet. Served with one of four super sauces. Plus Spur style onions and chips or baked potato. Get there now for the Spur fillet special.
People have a taste for life. Now there's a book out called A Taste for Life. How the Spur Legend was born, a beautifully written, a remarkably forthright memoir, says someone, Tim Cohen, an iconic South African businessman and a South African business. Alan Amble. This is the man who, under his leadership, eventually they ended up with about 600 stores.
That's incredible, yeah.
He's with us. What a pleasure to speak to him. Hello, Alan Amble.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry to interrupt your peaceful life. Yes. Listen, I keep on, you know, every time I Google Alan Amble, I get the same answer. Someone says, most of them say, well, according to rumors, Alan Amble is 79. So there's no definitive day, age. How old are you?
I'm 80.
Goeie machtig.
Ja, prachtig.
Jeremia in Skatrijk. So you, it's true. You actually do the whole yoga thing. Do you teach people yoga still?
Yes, I do. I teach over Zoom since lockdown, and I do it at the same time. So that keeps me strong, fit, stretched, healthy.
Genade. Now, tell me about your life these days now. Well, what do you do? Because, you know, obviously it's now a life of leisure, I'm sure.
Well, it's not really leisure, Rian, because I'm not really into sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm reading a bit. I'm preparing yoga lessons, which takes a bit of time. I like my time to be constructively filled. I'm not one of these guys who wants to sit around and eat and get too fat. I walk a lot. I'm lucky I live near the mountain, or on the mountain, actually, in Cape Town. So I take my big stick and my dog, and we go for long walks all over the place. I meet friends. I've got grandchildren who I take out occasionally. I've got children who I see. I've got my partner who I've lived with for 13 years. She keeps me hopping.
And spring chicken.
Well, she is, yeah.
I see.
I'm almost still a rooster, so that's fine.
Listen, I gotta say, you know, by the way, the book is great. By the way,
thank you.
I can recommend it.
Thank you very
it.
Much.
Lovely book, and I love the journey, and I loved learning from you. So, the one thing that I kept getting stuck on, the one question was, you know, you have been asked this before, but I want to hear it from you, like Warren Buffett.
Sure.
You know, this guy is still going. It's in, what is he? 90.
Yeah.
And you cashed in your chips at one point and said, "Well, I'm off." Do you think you could have done another 10 years?
You know what, Rian, it gets difficult with all the little office politics as a company gets bigger and you're sitting in the boardroom and you no longer have necessarily the faith of the board with everything you say. So there's a lot of bickering and fighting, and the guy who's now the CEO wants to do it his way. And you know that maybe there's a better way, but the board, look, the guy who was the CEO, a very likable man, the board backed him. And one day I just said to myself, because the CEO came to me and said, Alan, I think it's time for you to become a non-executive. Now, when you're a non-executive, what you basically do is they give you a chair and a table and a rubber stamp, and they say, here's some papers, stamp them, and then you can go home. I'm not that sort of person. If my voice hasn't got, if I'm not able to exert some sort of influence on the business, what's the point of me being there? And what happened in the market is a guy came along with lots of money who wanted to form his own food group, and he, when the market was high, wanted to buy my shares. And I realized that if I sold them off bit by bit, I'd get much, much less because the price would go down. So I let him have a big whack of shares about nearly 4 years ago now. Mm. I sold out most of my shares. So I was still in the company, but I wasn't much of an owner either.
But this is now the thing. Sorry, yeah. Alan, but this is now the thing, because this obviously has and always will be your baby. You know, now now that you are no longer involved, do you try to sort of stay away from going to a Spur, or do you go and you sit and you go, damn it, they should have done this?
No, you know, I don't go there much because as I've got older, that the eating too much meat, I lived on meat from the age of 18 and before that till, I don't know, 65. And then I started changing my diet because yoga also influences you to eat more carefully, to eat more healthily. And yes, I eat at Spur occasionally and I don't get upset. I mean, I go to the one in town in Strand Street in Cape Town called Apache Spur, and they still remember me there, and they're very kind and they're very friendly and they're very helpful, and I have a good time, but I go only very occasionally.
But you know. There's this old African saying about go along with the river, just follow the river. And the weird thing about your life is there was never the intention. There was never, I want 600 restaurants one day. It's like,
never.
I want a steakhouse. That's what I want.
You got that right, you know, and it's funny how few people actually understand that. And what happened was one Saturday night I was working, as I usually did, fiercely running around, and an old schoolmate came in and he said to me, I said, hi, what you doing? Are you here on holiday? He said, no, he's come to live. I said, where are you going to live? No, he wants to live in Belleville. He wants to open a steakhouse. I said, well, that's strange. Old Mutual have just approached me about some premises. He says, will you help me? I said, sure. I'll franchise you. And that's how the whole thing on the franchise side as opposed to retail got going. He was successful. Other people came along and said, look, will you franchise us? And that's how the group started getting bigger.
Incredible. Listen, I'm going to speak to you again after 6 o'clock. Before I forget, I just want to ask you one thing. I know an old girlfriend of yours came up with a basting back in the day. Who came up who came up with the pink sauce? Whose idea was that and whose recipe?
Now, this is a friend of my late mother, a late friend of my mother, who was a great chef, and she and my fiance at the time worked together, but mainly my friend's mom, Leah Melmud. She lived in Joburg, and when she was 18, Rian, I just want to tell you, when she was 18, she could no longer see and read. Then Spur bought her countless tape aids for the blind so she could listen to books, and that was 45 years later, or 48 years later. So we never forgot her. I was always in contact with her because they were family friends, but she was the genius who came up with that sauce.
You know what the amazing thing is, like we have a bottle here, and I almost got into a fist fight with Joe, our sport guy, about who's going home with a bottle. I'm addicted to this stuff.
Yeah.
So all these years.
That's fantastic. I love to hear those stories. And Joe must be a bit more of a sport then and let you take it home.
Damn it, Joe.
That's the thing. I mean, it was between the barbecue and that one. And I was like, I was eyeing the barbecue. And then he grabbed it quickly. And I was like, ah.
Yeah,
okay. No, I'll have to take the barbecue. So I'm being a bit of a sport, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Alan, we're catching up with you again after 6 o'clock. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dis die ou die Spur begin het.
Ja.
Genade maats. Bang, 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 bang.
We should actually ask him where this whole Apache thing came from. Like, what was, how did they become inspired from?
Apache is but one tribe, Joe. There are many, many, many tribes. Indians. Remember our Indian discussion that one afternoon? They're Native Americans, not Indians.
The Scenic Drive with Rian, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.